is the title. But I went to Lucky's and got me some tomato plants, and I come out and somebody was out there, and they said, we wanting to come to church, we're wanting to come to church, and been wanting to come to church, but every time we get ready to come to church, the devil. And I started to go ahead and preach them a good old sermon right there, Lucky's, but I just wanted to go plant my tomatoes, you know. And I thought to myself, I wonder what she think. They think Satan did, give them a tranquilizer shot, go back to sleep, you know, or whatever. But why I'm saying that is because the devil don't have the power to make anybody do anything. We are born again, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that keeps us from the enemy. I mean, the Bible says that our life is hid in God through Christ Jesus. Hid in Him. You know, I seen it one time. I put a paper towel over that. You can't see that when you put the paper towel over it. And that's what the enemy, when he looks at me and you and we're abiding in Him and His Word, he can't find us. All he sees is God. Hallelujah. Now, I know that's hard to comprehend to people's minds. This world don't understand the kingdom. They don't understand faith. They don't understand, you know, enduring hardship as a good soldier, fighting the good fight. They don't understand, but they also don't understand the benefits, the strength, the joy, the victories. I've experienced over nearly 30 years of victories. I mean, victory after victory after victory. And that's why I sang that every now and then here. Victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. I stand on the Word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory, oh, victory is mine. That's not just a song to me. Told the Lord, I've been working on my pun. See, you take it wherever you're at and whatever you're doing. The Bible says acknowledge Him and He will direct you. He will give you grace. He will help you. I mean, He'll make you. I told the Lord today, because you run a dozer 6 hours down in a hole, you know, it's hot and all that. And I told the Lord today, I said, Lord, I've got a short window here. I said, I just believe for Your grace today that I can finish. Help me, God. Help me to get this finished up, Lord, and be satisfied with it, praise God. And you know what? The Bible says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you'll have it. You know what? Some people think prayer are begging God. God, could you please move in my family? God, could you please? That's not a prayer of faith. God's already moved. Somebody went on Facebook, and I don't do a lot on Facebook anymore, scriptures. I get blasted, you know, and that's fine, you know. This world will attack you. And people, I mean, especially about going to church. Somebody put on there, do you believe you can be faithful to God and not go to church? And I put on there, no. And I put Hebrews 10:25, whatever it is. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. They said, well, and somebody come on here and said, well, we are the body. I said, no, you're not. See how come I get in trouble? But you know what? Facebook ain't going to change me. I am a member of the body. And we are knitly, fitly joined together. And every joint supplies. So how can you be fit together in your living room? How can you be? See, there's power in what I'm saying, because this world wants to water down the Word to where the Word has no effect. It don't hold no power. It don't contain no anointing, because there has to be a stand on what Jesus done at Calvary, and every word is breathed out of the mouth of God for instruction, correction, and righteousness, and all of these things. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be a doer. We're going to be doers of God's Word. And we're going to get God's results. I don't believe in losing. I don't believe Satan can make anybody stay out of church. The flesh is the problem. The flesh is tired at times, worked hard, long hours, whatever the case. It'll tell you need a vacation. I mean, I'm running a dozer today, and my mind's just going on everything. And I said, I'm slapping all that down. I said, I'm keeping my mind stayed on you, Lord. Well, ain't that what the Bible says for me to do? Well, if I do that, then hell can't prevail. If we do that, then hell can't prevail. And you know what? Aiden was sitting back there, had the Bible. He's five, and he's preaching. Sitting on that pew back there, and I stopped, and I turned around, and he's sitting there, and he's reading the Bible. He can't read it, Mac, but he's reading it. He's preaching what he's heard, you know, that Jesus is good and devil's bad, and Jesus spanked the devil. He defeated him. And he's just going on and on and on, you know, and I'm like, praise God, I don't know, I'll never tell him, but he might be a preacher. I ain't going to tell him because I don't want to plant nothing there that don't need to be planted. But, you know, it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me at all if God don't raise him up. And Aubrey has prophesied over her that she'll be assigned to her generation. And she wouldn't even look at Jesus. And I thought, I don't know about that. Maybe he missed the Lord. But how many knows that when God speaks his word to you, just like sealed with a hole. I mean, that's revelation. And the Bible says now the gates of hell can't do nothing with that. Whenever that Psalms 127, 1, God's building our house. God's building. I used to think of that just a church, but how many knows we are the house? We're the building of God. We're marvelously and wonderfully made by him, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to believe to see God's goodness, and I'm believing for you to believe to see God's goodness. It's like we're busy, it's hot and all that stuff, and you wouldn't think that a lot of Christians are seasonal, winter, fall, summer. They change, they gripe, they complain about the weather and all of that stuff, you know, and not really realizing how that affects your faith in God. He says, acknowledge him when it's 90. It says the same thing. Acknowledge him when it's the good. I mean, a lot of God's people, they rejoice. I know I'm talking about the weather, but I'm not. It might be whatever in their life. They can be joyful in faith and going forward and going to go out, but distractions come by the devil. The heat. So you know what? I asked the Lord, Travis, under little, he says he's on medical leave, but he ain't. He's going to get it tomorrow. But you know what? I'm on my back porch, you know, and I was thinking about tomorrow, today. And I said, thank you, Lord, for Mark tomorrow, Lord, that we've got plenty of work tomorrow. And I said, Lord, and I thank you for your grace that'll help us tomorrow to do this thing efficiently, Lord, and we will get it all done, what we set out to do. Now look, I'm not just telling you what I do. That's what we are. That's not something. Somebody asked me today, they said, how are you? Didn't you have surgery? And I said, yeah, I had open heart surgery. And they said, well, I mean, by faith, how are you feeling? I said, no, not by faith. I said, I was by faith before I had it happen. Now I was in faith while it was, now I'm after faith. I'm after the results of faith. I said, but now I'm going to tell you, I said, not by faith. I said, I'm going to tell you how I really am. Because that's what people say, how are you really? I said, I am in better physical, spiritual, mental state right now than I ever have been. I said, I can work longer. I can do more straightforward than I have in a long time. And I don't contribute that to open heart surgery only. The Bible says that my health will spring forth speedily. I never was in pain. They said that I would need a pillow, that pillow was going to be my friend. And I told that pillow one day, I said, pillow, listen, I'm going to give you to my granddaughter because I got a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and it's not you. That pillow never comforted me. Had a bottle of painkillers up there, and I refused in faith that not to get started on that painkillers. Praise God, hallelujah. Because you know what? I mean, I used to work for a drug. Now I can buy any drug I want. I got the money. I could stay high for a while till I went down, you know, got down to the bottom. But you know what? I refused to do that. And people told me when I tell them the testimony of how God will keep you in that, how God is your pain bearer. He didn't bore your pain, bore your sorrows, bore it all. Chastisement, my peace was on Him, and by His stripes I was healed. And so already I considered myself better man than I was. But you know what? When I thought Teresa might not wait on me, Johnny, I got down there. I told her, I said, because you feel less than a man. You can't do what you used to do, you know. You feel limited. You feel all of that. See, when you get in unbelief and all of that sorrow, and then that's the way you're going to feel. So I told her, just wait on me a little bit longer. Like she was going somewhere, Mac. That was the devil. And then right off, I got on that, and I thought, nah, you ain't going to carry me down that road of worthlessness. My worth is in here, right here. I am a king, and you are a king, and you are a priest unto God, and you give Him spiritual sacrifices of praise. I studied just a little bit of 1 Peter. Put that up there, Beth. 1 Peter 5. 7, it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may. Whom he may. Somebody say, who he might. It don't say he's devouring nobody. But people that ain't coming to the assemblies and hearing the word of God, and I mean they're believing his lies, and things are not going to be good in the future, the economy, and they're believing these lies, and therefore he's distracting them out of faith, where he can't supply. Not us. Somebody say, not us. Hallelujah. We're going to go forth in the name of the Lord God Almighty. We go in His strength and His power, and we have the power of the blood of Jesus, and we can apply it. It's in the Old Testament. They did it. They did it with putting it on the doorpost. We put it on the doorpost by faith. We can sprinkle the blood. We can apply the blood and plead the blood of Jesus, but through our faith. Casting. It says to roll on to give. We've got to give our cares to the Lord and to other people. Give you an example. I'm going to the homeless down on the streets. Back, I did it for years at Christmas. I would load up truck and groceries and Bibles, and people just donated. I had to buy a camper shell and all kind of stuff. And I'm going down there to the homeless on the streets of Birmingham every Christmas, and I cure food and all that stuff, you know. And I hadn't been Christian too long, and I started feeling guilty. I started feeling guilty because I had two vehicles, and, you know, and I had, you know, had a little bit of money. I worked every day. I mean, if you work, you get a paycheck usually, right? Anybody can do it. It don't even take God. Just walk down there and tell somebody I need a job, man, and go squeak. And I guarantee you it's not a miracle. You'll get a check Friday. It's not even a miracle. People out here broke, ain't got no car, riding bicycle. I'm like, y'all are crazy. I'd work, fought, didn't pay, do nothing but pay for me a car. You know, and gas and a tag, anyhow. Casting up. But anyhow, I'll go back, you know, and I'm feeling. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'll sell some of what I have, because I was seeing the need out there, Mac. I was seeing people in need out there. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got no clothes. They ain't had a bath. I mean, it took me 3 days to get the smell of the homeless out of my nostril, because it's so A skunk don't, I mean, it's just deeper than that, but it's different, you know. And so I'm telling the Lord, you know, and I'm telling Him, and because, see, what's happening is I'm taking on cares. I'm taking them on right here. Casting all your care. See, you can't help everybody in Bluntsville. You can't deliver everybody in your family. You're not responsible to meet all their physical needs. Me and you are to meet their spiritual needs. Somebody told me, they sent me a message, and they say they belong here, blah, 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 you know. And maybe they do, you know. But get here. If you do, get here. What are you waiting on? Geez, all you're doing is losing time. We're going from the first grade to the second grade and the third grade, and you're going to have to start in kindergarten. But it said, but cares, the cares was coming on me of people down at work and people around me and people, they kids need, they need their light bills paid and man, all that stuff, you know, and all that, you know, and all, I'm telling the Lord, I said, well, Lord, I said, I can sell this and I can do that and do that. And the Lord asked me, He said, how did you get what you got that I'd give you? I said, well, I got it by faith, Lord. By trusting you, by believing for your promises, by believing that you would bless me and you would enlarge me and enlarge my territory, Lord. You know, and He said they have the same Jesus. They have the same opportunity to go to church that you go to church. He said you are not responsible unless I tell you for nobody's financial or natural needs. You are not either. You got to be led. But if you don't, you will get robbed. You will stay broke and lose everything you got. Hallelujah. And those that you did without the Lord help, they could care less. You got to ask them to help you. They're like, I can't help myself. I'm not downing people, but you got to cast all that over on the Lord. You got to start saying, Lord, you're their God down there under the streets. I'm just giving you how. But I told the Lord, I said, when He first told me to give Teresa to Him, I didn't realize that I was carrying this burden of trying to keep her. You know, I love her just as much today as I did after I fell in love with her. It's just deeper and deeper and deeper. I mean, I don't feel like I got to lay there and just suck her air all day long. You know, my commitment shows her I love her. You know, I believe it does. Praise the Lord. But the Lord said, He said, shut your eyes. He said, and imagine you giving her to me. What He was doing, He was teaching me, the beginning teaching me how to give Him things and let it go. And bless God, I've used it ever since. Because when I gave her to the Lord and I wouldn't take it back up, a freedom came to me that I had never experienced in my whole life. And see, that same thing happens when I cast things over on the Lord. They can't get to me no more. If He's got them, see, He uses cares, casting all your care upon Him. The word casting means to roll on to. See, Satan wants you distracted by cares, other people's troubles, other people ain't serving God. Used to it would bother me. I'd be like, man, I've been good to them. I mean, I've given them food and blah, blah, blah. That's a care. I've had people to tell me before, if you're going to give all this food away, you ought to demand that they at least come to church. And I said, well, Jesus said, freely I've received, freely I give. I said, if you're going to give something to somebody, it don't put a demand on them. You let them come freely. And I was having to teach them here that seems like it ought to be the way it is. You know, make them come to church, but having to teach them and everybody to give freely. We're not doing it for that. We're doing it because Jesus told us to do it. They can roll up in a Rolls Royce and have all kinds of diamonds. They're going to get some food, Johnny. He's no respecter of persons. See, but Satan was wanting the church and me to have this care. Take that on. Like, God, they're going to have to come to church. I'm just going to have to let them know and blah, 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 blah. Nope, I cast that over on the Lord, and I said, none of my business if they never go to church. And people that's supposed to be here that don't come to church regular, that's a care. They're causing that care. But I'm not going to take that care, and you're not going to take that care, and we're not going to treat them no different when they come back as we did before they didn't do that. Come on, somebody. That's how you know you've cast it over on the Lord. You refuse to worry about it. You refuse to carry the care of your kids. I mean, I told the Lord one time, I said, God, I work for myself. Lord, I'm self-employed. You put me in this. How is Travis going to go to college? Teresa's dead set on him going to college, and I'm thinking, I'll make payments till I'm 60 on college for him. And the Lord said, don't you know that I said that I would supply all your needs? He said, then don't take the care of that. He cares for us. But see, what I'm saying here, see, I'm uncovering the devil a little bit because he tries to use these things. He's powerless. He can't make you worry. He can't make you care. He can't make you. But if he gives you thoughts and presents you with something out here, you know, praise God, and then gets you to meditating on it, and then gets you to thinking on it, then gets you to thinking carnal on it. How many knows the Bible says the carnal mind is an enemy to God? It's not subject to the laws of God, neither can be. So that's why we renew our mind to the Word. We look at how did Jesus treat them? How did God treat them? How did the Apostle Paul treat them? The Apostle Paul told them, the more that I love you, the less you care for me. Right? He did. I learned a lesson in that. So Jesus did it freely. While we were yet, what, sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve salvation. We don't deserve the blessing. But he had, that's his mercy and his grace on us through his son Jesus and then the Holy Spirit and bring. But the enemy wants you worried about tomorrow, worried about Ukraine, worried about Israel, worried about the weather, worried there ain't gonna be no rain, the cattle ain't gonna have nothing to eat. No, God said he'd supply all of my needs, right? So I'm not going to look at the grass and say, oh, God. I'm going to say, yes, God. Hallelujah. Right? Casting is to roll on to, giving things to the Lord. Care means distractions. I looked it up. Lord said, go look it up. I thought, I bet you it means distractions. And the word care in the Greek there means distractions. Trouble, economy, life in general, work, unfavorable situations. But how many know we got the word where it says that God works all things together for the good to those that love him? Not everybody. I mean, he's limited to what he can do with that. People can limit him. Just like people coming to church. I've had people tell me before, you know, I know I'm supposed to be at church here, but I just like to visit around. Well, God don't want you visiting around. God wants you wherever he tells you to go. See, we're getting quiet on that because we've got a bunch of Christians out there who believe that garbage. You go over there and hear salvation a few times. Go over there and hear, then you go over there and get half scripture sometimes. Then you come back where the anointing moves and then you can't recognize it. Confusion. Well, that preacher over there don't preach like you. He ain't supposed to. You don't preach like him. I'm not supposed to. That's right. I'm anointed the way I'm anointed. And I have the grace the way I'm graced, and that's the way I'm going to preach. I've tried to change. This can't change. Now, when I was on the evangelistic field, it was a lot different. The anointing the pastor come on me when I come here. And I thought there was something wrong with me. I'm going to the Lord, and I'm like, God, Lord, am I losing the anointing, or what's happening here, you know, man? But I had to realize, you know, I've transitioned to a place where I've got to be anointed to teach two or three times a week here, not somebody out there that needs help, or whatever the case might be. See, your anointing is going to be drawn to the place God's called you. I mean, that's where you're going to draw from that anointing. That's where you're going to get fed. That's where you're going to be raised up. And I mean, these people listen to us on Facebook. I'm not your pastor. I'm not. I'm your dessert. You're supposed to be planted somewhere. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord. God's going to drive this thing home. He's put me all over the world. And I mean, I am dogmatic on getting planted and doing the will of God, whatever it is that you know to be the will of God. That's what you do. You do that and hell can't stop you. I mean, storms can't stop you. I mean, people thump you on the ear. I almost left church one time. The deacon thumped me on the ear back there. And I wanted to get up and bust his teeth out, man. And I'm like, man, ain't nobody out there ever done me like that. You thumped me on the ear, but God, you going to the ground, you know. And I mean, I'd do it too, you know. And I still wanted to do that, you know. And I thought to myself, I thought, but God, when I leave here tonight, I'm not coming back. Any of y'all ever had opportunity to be offended at church? None of you. Every one of you that's been here, I know. But y'all are warriors. Y'all ain't serving man. Y'all are not acquiring. Y'all are not looking to man. Y'all are looking to the Lord. That's why you can take the cross. That's why you can take the persecution. That's why you can take people talking down on you. That's how come an enemy comes at you one way, he has to flee seven. I have opportunity just about every week to get offended here. I just don't take it. This Sunday, somebody waiting on me, you know, out of church. And, well, you're getting a little long-winded, ain't you? And I said, not to us. Not to us. Preaching too long, having to wait. Long-winded. See, if you in here and you ain't plugged in, I'll be long-winded. I can preach 20 minutes and it'll seem to you like an hour and a half. But I can preach an hour and a half when you plugged in and I'm under the anointing. You'd be like, "Woo, good Lord, time flew by, man. I can't believe it's over." Praise the Lord. You know what? I wanted to start arguing with them. What's it your business? If I'm long-winded or not, man. If I want to preach 2 hours, I reckon I can. As long as my people lock it in here, we don't care. And I didn't get on the ramp, man. I'm not going to take on the care of somebody else. I'm not going to take it. Don't take it. Don't take none of that on you. Just like Teresa, she said, if you ever left me, if something ever happened to me and you, and I'm not going to feel like some of them feel. I said, yeah. She said, because you're not going to make me determine my worth. In other words, some people, you know, they get in that, oh, I must not look good anymore. Had my brother one time, got divorced and all that, and looked at me and said, do I look good? I said, nah, man, I'm a man. Because he's wondering if anybody else going to have him, I guess, Mac. Well, now you're looking at the wrong thing. You got to look at the Lord, hallelujah. He can bring her on a white horse if he need to, bless God. But what she was saying, and I agreed with her because I thought something happened like that right there, but God, I'm still going to believe I am super smart. I tell Aubrey all the time, I say, you're smart. You're like Paw-Paw. She's good looking like Paw-Paw. Paw-Paw's a good looking man. I know I am. I look in the mirror every morning. I still look good. Had somebody in the bank today tell me, oh, you're kind of looking a little old, ain't you? I said, no, it's your eyesight. I come right at them. Don't tell me I'm looking old, but God, it's your eyesight. It's your eyesight. Put you some glasses. You need some glasses. Because you can't see me that good. Well, see, now, Now, I don't say that arrogantly. I got this from the Lord. I'm created in the image and likeness of God, and I am super good looking. I'm smart. I'm the best thing ever happened to Teresa other than Jesus. Y'all are too. Anybody hooked up with you and you after the Lord, they are fortunate. They're blessed. They're blessed by the Lord. Hallelujah. You work somewhere, but God, they're fortunate you're there. I mean, you walk in and you drive demons get out of the way. Huh? Here they come. Good Lord, let's go to the back there. Where they talk about everybody all day long, gripe about their boss. We can't stay up here. No, they have to get away from you. And then your boss walks in there, whoo, feels a good day, don't it? Everybody's in a good mood. I mean, in reality, you could say, probably don't need to, but you could say, I'm here, boss. I brought Jesus up in here. I brought the anointing up in here. I brought the Holy Spirit with me. These angels come in. Mine might be a big one. Well, how do we know that? The Bible says the angels are encamped around about us, watching over us. But see, he wants us carrying cares. He wants us weighed down. Distractions, troubles, the economy. The economy ain't rocking me at all. I mean, the guy called me today and he said, hey, I got a building going. It's 2.5 hours one way. I said, I'm not going 2.5 hours. He said, it's 40 doors. I said, I want them, but I'm not going to Florida for them. Oh, well, look, man, I mean, we'll put you up in a motel. I said, you don't understand what I'm saying. I said, you put me from the time I leave till the time I get back, it's going to cost you $250 an hour. All day and night. So how long do you want me down there? Can't afford me. I'm rich. Well, I go to church down here. Right? I got a garden that'll dry up. I got cows Travis won't go feed. I mean, I've got church going on here. You know, money ain't going to get me away from the will of God. And I'm saying all that. That's my commitment. That should be all Christians' commitments when they know to be the will of God. Don't get distracted by that devil because it looks good, sounds good, feels good. Ooh, I can pay my house off by the end of the year. Why can't you believe it'll be done by the end of the year and you don't even have to leave town? Right? See, we got to watch that devil. We don't go after things and run after things. We run after Him. We praise Him. We stay in touch with Him. We stay aligned with His will in our life. Hallelujah. You don't hear that much anymore. I don't. I listen to preaching all the time. Some of the older ones that come up and didn't have nothing and moved, left everything and went after God and moved where God said, left everything they had and all that, they'll tell you right quick that they're not your pastor. Find you a good Bible-based church. They still preach it. Find you a place and hook up. Yeah, hook up with us online. Yes, get our sermons, but go to church. Find where God wants you in your community. Get plugged in and be a partaker of that ministry. Then you can effectively help our ministry over there. See, the ones that's right still preach that. But then you got the eye churches. I almost quit listening to WDJC as a young Christian because I'm going down the road and I've done got it settled that going to church is the will of God and it's the best thing ever happened to me and my family, and I'm getting fed like you are and we are and I am and what Teresa is and all that good stuff going on in all of our lives right now. That's what church still does. It just moves and just imparts and all of that. And they let somebody on there, he said, you don't have to go to church. He said, I've got a kit for $99. It's got the anointing oil. He said, and you can tithe to yourself. I'm thinking, man, I turned it off. And I thought, I'll never listen to WD. Stupid, man. Stupid to let them on there and preach that stuff, man. It was a while before I even listened to it. Because you know what? I was not going to take that from the devil. I knew that that was not anointed. It was contrary to God's word. Anytime you hear anything come to your ears that is contrary to God's word, they say, well, we're modern times. He's not a modern God. He's God. He's God of all generations. And He don't change, hallelujah. He moves, there's churches He can't move mountains for. There's people He can't do for because they limit Him through media and all of these things that's going on in their bodies and all of that. I refuse to let my body tell me what to believe. I believe based on the Word of God. I'll be called up to be with the Lord believing that, or I'll go to the grave believing it. Praise God. Distractions. Okay, he said, be sober. You know what that means? Just be aware. Just don't go around thinking He's not throwing thoughts at you. You know, don't go around thinking, you know, well, this is just the way it is. When He comes through somebody. Well, just like that company. I mean, the enemy would like for me to get out of the will of God. Right? Offered me money. He offered Jesus everything, didn't He? He sure did. He was fasting. He said, turn them stones into bread. Jesus done what? Come back with the word, didn't He? He come back to the word. Man shall not live by bread alone. That's the way we've got to do in our approach to everything. They pulled up in my driveway. I believe we'll be tested about everything. I believe you'll be tested in what you believe. I believe that your adversary, the devil, adversary, I looked it up. And I thought, I wonder what it means, man. What does it mean, Holy Spirit? You know, I'm just going to see if you'd show me before I looked it up, you know. He said, opposer. I thought, oh, man. So I went and looked it up. And it said, to oppose. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, see, He opposes you having a good life. He opposes you walking in the blessing. He opposes you fasting and praying. He opposes you for giving your test. He's against all of that. He's against you prospering. He's against prosperity. He's against health. He wants you sick and weak and tired and weary and burdened down and cares. And I still say that every now and then. Somebody said something the other day, and I said, Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn. I'm going to use that worldly thing, bust that devil with it. Tell him about something. I don't remember what it was, somebody or something. I said, Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. I'm not taking that care. If everybody wants to lay down on their back with a red white flag and surrender, I'm talking about the body, I'm not going to care about it. I'm going to walk right by you and say, you want up? You want up? Come on, you want to go to church? You want to go to church? You're going, nah, come on down there with us. We ain't coming down there in defeat land. The Bible says that He set us on a holy highway, set apart highway, that evil can't cross thereon. Hallelujah. We're on it. We're on that highway. You're sick in your body? I had a guy one time, and his mama died with cancer. And he was going to church here. We was back under. We wasn't even back here yet. We was in that part under. Some of you would be amazed where we'd come from. I should have took before and after. I mean, it would have been, I really should have did it. But anyhow, we're back there, and mama died, and he started having pain symptoms like it. And he Googled it. You could Google it then. He Googled it. Oh, and it's showing all the signs of cancer. I mean, he got convinced he had it. So he goes to the doctor. They did all the tests and everything, and they said, nah, you're good. You're good to go. I mean, he went on. He convinced the doctor that he had it, and him with the results. How many knows that's what deception is? They believe that they are right. Like not going to church. You don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. Well, turn us off. Because the church is bringing it to you, whether you know it or not. That individual man's not bringing that network to you. The body of Christ is bringing that to you. Churches are they pay millions of dollars to get on the air. A church. You listen to them. I'm going to try not to get on to you tomorrow before you do really turn me off, but I doubt it. Praise God, when it's good, it's good. You know, hallelujah. I can go down there and double B and get breakfast one morning, or biscuits are just raunchy, man. That don't stop me from going back the next time. I go back, well, they're going to be better this time. I go try them again. Sure enough, Mac, one time out of five, them biscuits ain't good. Somebody just didn't want to put enough mayonnaise or something in them. I don't know. But see, that one time ain't going to turn me off. One thing about church shouldn't turn you off, praise God. But it's, he says, an opponent. And this is not something we don't know. But he tells us to be sober. That means be awake, be aware of. Don't be thinking that the enemy's not trying. Don't be afraid of him, because he can't do nothing to you. Resist. It says, resist him whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the earth. But the God of all grace, who hath called us to his eternal glory, Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, you endure it. That don't mean you just lay down and don't do nothing in it. See, the way we yield to things is going to determine the growth that is imparted to us. If you have a little hissy fit every time your husband don't do something you like and you just have this little hissy fit, you're going to stay a baby. And the Bible says that strong meat belongs to those who have their senses exercised, that they're doing something with it. I used to have fit every time Aunt Teresa didn't let me have something I wanted. Fine. Like a little baby, like Aiden. Go off and stomp off who she thinks she is. I'm the one got the job around here. I'm the one, and she's like, wah, 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 wah. I finally grew up a little, Mac. Quit being a baby. That's why I say my wife made a man out of me. She helped the Holy Spirit, praise God. If you ever need to grow up, men, get your woman on fire for Jesus. She'll shove you in the heat every time. Praise the Lord. It's like Beth telling Travis's friends hanging out with him, y'all all going to hell. She told him, y'all all going to hell. I told you, a good woman on fire for Jesus. She'll tell him right in the middle of the fire, man. Stand up, y'all all going to hell. I ain't going with you. Praise God. Sober, to be aware, watchful, be alert. I looked it up. To be aware, watchful, be alert, vigilant, to keep awake and stay alert. And the Lord, he said, it's not that they're not doing it. He said, but you got to watch him. He's crafty. He wants you burdened down. When you witness and you get turned down, all kind of things happen or whatever, or they just act like it ain't nothing. You can get your feelings hurt. It can cause you not to want to witness the next time. All of these things you got to watch, because the enemy, he's wanting to do that so that you will cow down. You won't be, I mean, y'all kids in school, y'all to just pray over your lunch. Well, we're not allowed to. Well, the government said Daniel couldn't either. You might get put in the lion's den, but God will get you out. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed of Jesus, praise God. And that's being vigilant. That's being aware. That's being awake, praise God. Hallelujah. Then we all end up like Sandy, changing lives. Changing lives. On her job. She got paid to do all of this. I mean, getting paid to go over and teach somebody about Jesus all day long. Then they paid us to drive around town, man. Go to the just drive and stay all day at the thrift store and get paid for it, Matt. That's awesome. That's God, praise God. So I want to encourage you, believe to see God's goodness. And just be aware of the adversary. Be aware of cares. Constantly roll them over on the Lord. When you don't feel good, start singing songs and hymns and make a melody in your heart to the Lord. If you don't feel good spiritually, praise God, just start saying, greater is he that's in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You always cause me to try. I'm telling you, it'll come up out of you. It's the strength will come. You'll feel, I mean, you will absolutely, your body, you'll feel better. You absolutely will, praise God. So you just keep up the good fight. Praise the Lord. Invite somebody to church this Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. And believe with me. I'm telling the Lord, thank you, Lord. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. And I always put it like this. Those that you've called there and planted, those laborers that you're bringing into this vineyard, God, and they're after your will is why they're going. They're going, they want in your will. They want to do your work. Hallelujah. And you know what, praise God? I believe God's going to do it. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you, and we just thank you tonight.